Hotmail.com.
All right, welcome back. We're the Connor Apper Show, 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com. The official Husker fan of Dallas tweets in. He says, you did not just compare the smell of popcorn to the smell of microwave leftover fish. Just saying, there's a lot of double standards that we have today. Just because you don't like the smell of my leftover microwave fish should not impact the fact that nobody in the world can do it. What if I don't like popcorn? I do like popcorn. I love the smell of popcorn. But you admit that when popcorn is made, the building is filled up with the smell of popcorn. And yet, you don't see everybody else out there saying, no, 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 you can't make popcorn here at work. I like the smell of my microwave fish. And I still contend that it didn't smell that bad anyway. And then we're over-sensationalizing it, as we do.
Do you think they were seeking you out because they smelled something in the office?
I don't know what they smelled. I'm not sure what happened.
Okay. Never got a full breakdown.
All I know is somebody came down the hallway and they said, you can't do that. I was, why not? Nobody actually smelled it, though. That was my sense of the situation. I've yet to do that here, though. I haven't microwaved anything here. I really am not usually here during eating hours. Except for during the show, which I'm not eating then either.
Yeah, we come in post-breakfast.
Yep.
We leave. We're doing the show during lunch, and then we leave.
Has there ever been a microwave in your time? Now, you haven't been here very long either. Has there ever been a bad microwave experience here at NRG Omaha?
Not that I have experienced. I imagine there has been, like all office places.
I imagine if there has been in my time here, we would have received a company-wide email about it already, though. Which I have
yeah,
not.
Yeah, that does feel like the move.
A lot of emails. Just keeping people in tune with what's going on around here, which is nice. Okay, Lane Kiffin chats with Sports Illustrated, Ross Dellinger, about some of the various things that are going on in the sport, NIL. There was a couple really interesting quotes in here. We'll get to that here in just a second, but now's the right time. We're on some randomness. We get to random Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, here's a healthy, you mentioned popcorn. I truly believe this is a healthy, great snack. First of all, popcorn, you don't put too much crap on it, is actually good for you.
Oh, yeah, correct? But here's the problem, Mike. I put too much crap on it.
Okay, here's the thing. Grass-fed melted butter.
You're just eating melted butter?
On popcorn.
Oh.
But it's grass-fed. Grass-fed butter is kind of a health food, believe it or not, if it's grass-fed. And it tastes great.
So where, like, by what method are you putting this grass-fed butter on this popcorn?
Well, you melt it.
Yeah, and then what? Like, you take a bowl of butter and then you dump it on the popcorn?
You take some butter, you melt it, and you put it on the popcorn. What's the problem?
Yeah, my wife does that. I don't love it.
She does grass-fed butter?
Not grass-fed.
I don't know what kind of butter it is, I'll be honest.
Well, that's the thing. If it's grass-fed butter, you'd love it because your body would say, hey, this is good for me. And it's great. Seriously, I believe it's truly a healthy snack.
But it tastes like...
You don't put a ton of butter on it, but, who doesn't like buttered popcorn?
I love buttered popcorn, but I like it specifically because it's unhealthy.
But grass-fed butter is healthy. Seriously. And here, do you like croutons on your salad?
I love croutons. Mm-hmm.
To me, crouton makes a salad much better.
I agree.
Okay, croutons are not good for you. So here's the thing. Instead of putting a bunch of croutons, take a couple and crunch them yourself and spread out the goodness. And you don't
get the
need
crunch.
That many.
I don't know, man. We get the big bag of croutons, like the huge mega bag, so we can put it on all the salads. Sometimes I end up going in the pantry and I just reach in, I grab croutons, I eat them as chips.
Yeah, but my point is, you don't need a lot of them to enjoy.
No, you don't.
Take a couple and mash it in your hand, spread it around.
No, you don't, but it's better when you do. Just like the butter thing, it's better when it's unhealthy.
I tried to help you guys. Have you driven, I know you drive to Lincoln on the interstate. Have you at all noticed that, hey, the wind's blowing me into the lane to my left? There's a better lane I can drive. And have you done that at all?
I would say, Mike, that it crossed my mind once or twice when I was driving down there, but I don't think that I ever actually acted on it.
You've never actually gotten, let's say the wind's blowing you left to right. If you get in the right lane on the interstate and it's blowing you to the right and you let go of the wheel, you're going to veer sharply to the right because you got two things pushing you there.
Right.
I mean, I'm amazed. Look, I'm trying to help. I can't do it for you.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate the help. That's all you can really do. We're too big of idiots to not take your advice.
But haven't you noticed sometimes, man, this wind's really blowing me into the next lane. I hate it.
Yeah.
It's going on for an hour.
Yeah, but I don't want to sit there in the left lane blocking everybody else if they're trying to pass me just because the wind is blowing right.
Yeah, don't go below the speed limit in the left lane. There are other factors. Hey, look, I was going like 8 miles above in the left lane. As you can see, some guy's coming. He must be going 90 miles an hour right to me. What the hell am I supposed to do? I just kind of stay there and hope he doesn't rear end me because if I switch to the right lane.
Really? You didn't get over?
Well, he's coming so fast. I'm thinking you got about a fraction of a second to think, well, what do you do? Because if I switch to the right lane, which I wanted to do,
yeah,
he might have thought, I wasn't going to do it because it's all happening so fast. And then he might hit me there. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's situational. You stay where you are. You made the best make the best decision for the moment.
And it worked out because he didn't want to hit me either. But, you know, if a guy's going 100 miles an hour, you know. And the thing about going to Lincoln, that's the same interstate that goes all the way across the country. You have no idea who's on the road with you.
That's true. It's not all local drivers.
The speed limit to 80.
Yeah, it's true.
Hey, are you guys rooting for both Creighton and Nebraska in basketball? I know I am.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure.
So we're okay with Sherman going to Creighton?
Yeah. They're going to be very, very good. I am all in on them being very, very good.
Okay, that's good news. But no, seriously, try the grass-fed butter and check the interstate, really. And
okay.
You're going in the left lane. Don't go slow.
Life tips from Mike. Thanks, Mike.
Take care, bye.
All right. Thoughts? Grass-fed butter?
Couple new questions on the poll. Is grass-fed butter a health food? Yes or no? At Happer Show. And on the advice of the official Husker fan of Dallas.
So is he melting down butter?
You put a little pat of butter in a dish.
And dumping it, put it in a bowl and just dumping it on the popcorn.
Yeah. Yeah.
But doesn't it get on there unevenly?
Yes. This is what I tell my wife. I says, the butter's uneven. You've significantly changed the flavor. I don't care for it. Please stop doing it, honey. Or I will pop my own bag. Please do not be offended.
That is
I love you.
Part of the reason why I don't use the pump butter at the movie theaters.
Hate it.
That's part of the reason. Number one, it's really overbearing and your fingers get super, you know, disgusting. And that entire thing. But the other part of it is it doesn't cover the popcorn adequately. So you know what I've done? So what method are you buttering your popcorn with then?
Me?
Yeah.
At the movie theater, I don't take butter, whatever.
I agree. It's already buttered anyway. But what about at home?
At home, I usually buy the butter flavor and I just do that.
Butter spray?
No.
I have butter spray.
Okay.
So it's in a can like you would see
An aerosol can,
yeah, like
a string
Pam.
Cheese. Okay.
Like Pam. Mm-hmm. Psst, spray it on there. Shake it up. Spray it on a little bit more. Make sure it gets on everything. And then you could put your salt on there and it sticks. When I eat popcorn, I'm going all out. It is extremely unhealthy.
Well, good. I'm glad I got you the kettle corn.
I like the kettle corn, too.
I remember that from sometime last week.
Yes, Josh deserves a shout-out. On my desk this morning, I found 3 bags of assorted popcorn. He doesn't know much about me. He just knows that I enjoy popcorn.
Yep. And I wanted to treat you on your birthday.
It's true.
It's 30, so it's a big one.
Now, maybe that should have been my answer for the best present that I've ever got.
Oh, wow. Just an honor to be nominated.
It's up there because I don't remember any of the rest of them.
I don't really remember a lot of mine either.
Is that a good thing, or does that make me a bad person?
See, I've wondered this before, too. I fear that it does, but I imagine if we went down the list with, you know, everybody else, they would also maybe have one or two presents they remember, and that's it.
The amazing Daniel tweets in, he says, I feel like this grass-fed butter thing is like when my dad argued that with his cardiologist that he could have sea salt because it's healthy.
Grass-fed butter is good.
Like, there has been, how many studies have there been over the years of like, hey, there's this new, you hear it on like the Today Show or something like that. New studies out, and it says that chocolate is good for you.
Chocolate can prevent stroke.
Right.
A glass of wine every night will help you prevent arthritis.
People who drink 6 Diet Cokes a day live longer. It's like, yeah, I don't know. That doesn't seem right.
Eggs are good for you. Stay tuned 6 months from now when a new study tells you that eggs are bad for you. Eggs are bad for you.
Thank you, Josh. Yes. So maybe Mike is falling into another societal trap that has been laid, which is grass-fed butter.
It's delicious. I don't think it's a health food.
Eric tweets into the show. He says, grass-fed butter is legit. Use it when I cook steaks in the cast iron pan. Game changer.
Mm-hmm. You do that thing with the spoon where you
lap it on there.
Mm-hmm.
You get the thyme on there.
A little bit. If you want to go fancy.
Did I just throw it on the grill? I can't stop using my grill right now. Like, I'm not doing anything on the cast iron anymore. It's May 25th.
I'm looking into one of those flat top grills for the
outside. A griddle, you say?
Oh, well, a large one.
Are you talking about the Blackstone?
Yeah, something like that. Maybe not that particular brand. I don't know. Talk to
Schaefer about that.
That's right.
He's been cooking.
Also, he's drinking a lot on his vacation. I'm worried about
him. He's tweeting a lot of beers on his road trip too. Hey, what else do you do in Idaho?
Drink and eat potatoes.
Yep. That's pretty much the story. All right. We still have the Lane Kiffin thing to get to in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll definitely do that. No doubt about it. Mike asked about Baylor Shireman and Creighton. Yes. Elated. Oh, nobody has trolled me today yet on the stream that says, hey, why does Happer hate Creighton? Happer does not hate Creighton. Happer loves Creighton. And Happer says that it is a very good thing that Baylor Shireman will be playing for Creighton next year. He is going to provide, first of all, I think we asked Jacob about this, or Sauter maybe, when he committed to Creighton or when he was going through the recruiting process. Like, what do you think of when you think of Baylor Shireman? I think Sauter said passing. The number that jumps out to you is that he's an incredible shooter. So it would have been great for Creighton to get a elite shooter in that spot, but it's even better for Creighton to get an elite shooter and playmaker at that spot. That is going to take them to the next level. That's why you see them pop up as a top 5 team or a top 10 team on preseason top 25s. There is a lot of versatility there. They could do a lot of different things. All right. By the way, official, what is this? Official University of Nebraska Uber driver. Wow, what a title. Random Mike is right about grass-fed butter. More vitamins, healthy omegas, as well as healthy fats. Maybe we got to take Mike's advice. Watch the wind on the interstate. Be in your lane accordingly. And get some grass-fed butter and put it on your popcorn. Josh's top 5 next. Josh's top 5 will feature the top 5 people who were born on this day.
That's correct. Asterisk, not named Connor Happer, because you would win that poll, and the intrigue and the mystery is gone, and people wouldn't listen.
And Miguel Tejada's not on the list?
Nope, didn't have Miguel. If we did a top 10, Miguel Tejada might make it.
Okay, we'll do that next year on 1620 The Zone.